Our liturgical year comes to an end on this feast of Christ the King, and next Sunday, hard to believe, is the first Sunday of Advent. Then a new liturgical year will begin. Christ did not return during this year, at least not yet, in 2018. So, as we will soon pray, we will wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ, perhaps in the year 2019. Today's feast was established just a little under 100 years ago in 1925. Pope Pius XI was faced with the horrors of the end of World War I. Communism and socialism were spreading its ugly hands throughout European and Latin American countries. Society was very much enjoying Wall Street's successes, and many of the secular things that society offered was being grabbed up as quick as it could be by society. And Pius realized that people had forgotten Christ. They had forgotten their faith. They've forgotten who they are called to be. And Pius wanted us to recognize that no matter what good things the world may offer us, it's never as good as what Christ can offer. And there are many counterfeit things that the world shows to us to say it's a value or it's important or this will make you successful or happy, and it's not. Only Christ in his kingdom do we find the fulfillment and all our desires met through Christ Jesus. Pius, on his encyclical instituting this feast, said, quote, "If the faithful were generally to understand that it behooves them ever to fight courageously under the banner of Christ, their King and their friend, they will find apostolic zeal. They will strive to win over to their Lord those hearts that are bitter and estranged from him and come to recognize him in all his beauty." End of quote. Money, personal pleasures, the enticements of new gadgets being invented in the 1920s, the lack of respect for God and church and scripture, Pius wanted us to be renewed in the spirit of Christ the King and place all our hope and desires in him who is the everlasting peace and joy. Has much changed since 1925? Are we still struggling with the same things Pius worried about and predicted would harm society back then, or are we better off? We see Jesus standing before Pilate in our gospel today. Jesus, who has been betrayed, beaten, scourged, and crowned with thorns, not being angry or bitter, but speaking about his kingdom, a kingdom where his disciples, his members, would be willing to rise up and defend him. But he came to proclaim the truth that always lasts for eternity, even if it meant death. And Jesus shows to us that what he offers is the best the world can offer, the best even beyond what the world can offer. And today's feast asks us to look at ourselves, to look at our faith, to look at how our allegiance to Christ and the church and the scriptures and the teachings and the sacraments, the Holy Eucharist, especially here at Mass, where does this all find a place in our lives? Do we have that zeal to continue to proclaim that we are disciples and our life is geared now towards Christ and spending all eternity with him in heaven? We place our nation deeply divided, a world that faces injustice, a church rocked by scandal, and in our own selves and families, with all the good and the bad. We place all of this now into our Lord Christ the King's hands, who can heal and strengthen and forgive and provide what the world cannot, but in God's kingdom, it surely does.